We were discussing those aspects as per the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that deprive one of the barakah and the divine blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday we spoke about the aspect of collectivism and individualism. Doing things collectively draws the barakah of Allah. Doing things individually and separately deprives one of the barakah and the blessings of Allah. Another very important aspect to gain and to earn the barakah of Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, in the Quran it comes that if a person enters his home and when entering his home he does not take the name of Allah and he does not greet, he does not enter the home with assalamu alaykum, then that person and that home is deprived of Allah's blessings and barakah. And this aspect is so important that it is mentioned in the Quran itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا, when you enter homes, when you enter your house, فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, then say salam, loudly say the salam when you come in the home. Whether there is somebody in the home, whether there is somebody to respond to your salam or not, when you come into the home, greet loudly and teach our children this habit. That when they come into the home, first thing they should do, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah says, Tahiyyatan min indillah. This is a greeting from Allah, from your Rabb. What else does Allah say? Allah says, Tahiyyatan min indillah, Tayyibatan mubarakah. Mubarakatan tayyibah. Allah says, it is a greeting which is full of barakah. This greeting, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, is full of barakah. When you enter your home with this greeting, then you are bringing that barakah of that greeting that comes from Allah into your home. And Allah says it is tayyibah, it is a pure greeting. So if you enter your home without salam, then that home is robbed and deprived of the barakah and the blessings of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith, مَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ فَسَلَّمْ فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That person, when he enters his home and he makes salam, loudly he makes salam, that's the first thing he does when he enters his home. فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. He is under Allah's protection. Then there's no fear of being, of intruders, and no fear of burglars. So long as you are convinced and you have conviction that when I come into the in my home and I take the salam, I greet with, I commence entry into the home with the greeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I'm under the divine protection of Allah, insha'Allah. Allah ta'ala will keep him and his family protected. May Allah grant us the understanding.